Thanks for checking out the Kid Your Sleep podcast. If you like the show, share it with your friends, tag us on social media, and please give us a 5-star review. And welcome back to what is now officially, and I know this for a fact, I checked, the number one podcast for people you probably shouldn't play stupid ass April Fool's pranks on, unless of course you don't mind getting punched in the face repeatedly until your nose breaks.
Wow.
The kids are asleep, I think. I don't know. Who knows? We poured some drinks. Definitely did that. I'm Sean.
I'm Sweetie.
Who knows what the hell we gonna talk about this week? Do y'all have funny names that you never call each other, and then when you do,
accidentally
it off? No, it was an accident. Oh, I totally meant to call you. In a group text with RPM,
yeah.
I referred to my wife as Sweetie.
It was so weird.
And it was, I just knew that she was, and then you texted something and I was like, oh, she's not going to say anything about the Sweetie? And
no,
then you were
like, I missed it.
And then first, did you call me Sweetie?
Did you call me Sweetie? And yeah, in front of RPM, like, what is happening?
Yeah, that was
is
my.
Is this the wrong?
That was my way to patronize you, and it worked.
Yeah.
It was off.
It was so off. It's like Muffin or something. I'm like, Sweetie.
Yeah. Oh, sweet.
Sweetie. Like, I cannot imagine in everyday life you walking around the house and being like, Sweetie, like, you know, like we say babe.
Yeah,
or
we
babe. Because it's just like, you know, it's just like, oh, come here type of thing. It's like, it just rolls off the tongue for us.
Yeah.
But Sweetie.
I can't imagine saying anything
like,
else.
I don't know.
We knew people who used to say honey.
No, why did we not? That's a question box. That's a question
What
box.
Do you call your significant other?
Yeah. Or what is something that you've called each other in a past relationship that like you cringe at now?
Write it down. Take a note. You want to take a note? Because I can't take a note. My hole's going to die.
Now you're testing me.
Take a note.
I'm not going to
How about
do
you
it.
Take a note? You, how you been working on your Hot and Bothered? Have you gotten anything down?
Oh, what? Are you talking about Patreon?
No, I'm talking. Well, that's done. Mm-hmm. That's done. That's mm-hmm. That ship has sailed.
We got real raw over on Patreon
well,
this
they
week.
Knew. They knew.
Yeah.
We got raw. We got into a fight. We got into a full-on fight. On
Patreon.
No. We got into a fight. Books were thrown. Bottles broke. Blood was drawn. We made up at the end. It was a crazy episode. You probably should check it out. Also, for those that don't know, and I know that you, Sweetie, are among those that don't know this.
That's so disgusting. I can't even.
Sweetie.
I can't imagine.
Today
I can't
is
imagine
our
liking
55th
that.
Episode of the main show.
No way.
But we just finished our 45th after pod.
Oh my God.
Which means, in total,
100 episodes.
This is our 100th episode.
And RPM has the audacity to not be here today.
The audacity. Well, his family.
He
he's
has
got
the audacity
his grandchild.
To pick his family over his family.
You know, his grandchild, his little chubby grandchild.
Oh,
is
he sent
in.
Us pictures. You know, I'm joking, RPM. He sent us pictures. Because I was like, oh, you know, we're recording tonight. Come on over. And the photos of him holding his grand. It's just the cute. He's just the cutest.
Oh, he's a little dumpling.
But baby fever.
He's a full-on little dumpling. He looks heavy.
It does look heavy. But just like
a little,
this, the little munchkin squishy. I love it. I miss
he
that.
He is a munchkin.
Stage. Gosh. But that's exciting.
Up,
what are you talking about?
It is exciting. It's 100. We're putting in our 10,000 hours.
Are you put a little round of applause for us?
Yeah,
or what?
He's got it.
Guys,
got
we're
it.
Putting in work over here.
We're not
going anywhere. So if you haven't joined us over on Patreon, you're missing half
you're
the
just,
stuff.
Your backlog is just piling up.
And this past week, I actually shared, we got serious. I mean, we make a lot of jokes in general. You guys know, you've been here. We're raunchy.
Yeah.
But over there, unedited, unplugged, and unfiltered. So we don't edit anything. There's no commercials or anything like that. But I also shared some real life stuff that's going on with me. We took you through some things that are going on.
Lots
personally
of details.
With family.
I mean, so many details.
I cannot.
You couldn't even.
My girls love the details.
Yeah.
Well, that's
allegedly.
What they're here for.
Yeah. Lots of details. The $5 is worth the details in itself.
It will give you plenty of content.
You know, so, and
so we have 45 episodes.
You can 45 go episodes. You know what, you can get them all for $5.
I am going to give a shout out to my girl Taylor. She messaged me this week. We messaged a lot, actually, and just want a little shout out. She's like, dude, she's like,
she figured it out.
She just was like, I can't believe. She's like, I'm going on a road trip. So finally I splurged. Boom. And did the $5.
Not the splurge.
And now I'm over on Patreon.
Not the podcast you will die for.
And then so she commented on like one of the, because you can comment over on Patreon.
Yes, you can comment. We'll see
one of the initial episodes. Yeah. She's like, I know it's embarrassing. I'm this far behind, but I'm going to comment as I go type of thing.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah. So
I love it. Another bit of Patreon news that we have to share.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to share this. Okay. It's big news. It's big news, guys. It's big news, guys.
Oh, boy.
Brittany, you need to reach out to us. Brittany, our patron, Brittany, you are the half winner.
Oh, not the half.
The half winner. Let me read what Brittany wrote. She said, I think Daisy is going to win, but Kelsey A is a close second.
Ding, 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 ding.
That seems the least forced connections to me. Brittany, you're a relationship savant. You are one of us.
Yes. We had a bachelor bracket over on Patreon that you could get in on to win $100.
To win $100.
And no one picked the way. We do fun stuff like that over on Patreon.
We do fun stuff.
Babe, you're being the interrupter this
episode.
I'm sorry. No, you're not sorry.
I felt that one.
But you've been doing it this whole episode. Like, you don't really want me to be here. I'm the co-host. I get to talk.
I'm sorry. You see what I just did right there?
You interrupted me.
I took accountability.
You.
I interrupted you.
Okay, but
I'm sorry.
I'm going to need everybody to leave a review right now on this. Pound the 5 stars first, but then also just like leave us a review on, you know, just how annoying Sean's been for the first 5 minutes.
No, that's don't encourage. Wow. Okay.
I'm joking.
You know what? I give that comment 1 star. My feelings.
1 star review.
1 star out of 5. You hurt my feelings.
Oh man. But anyhow, we did a bachelor bracket and we didn't have anybody win. And I was like, let's just give the $100 to the person that said that Kelsey A, since she won the show, is the runner up. But Sean says, no, if she said runner up and Kelsey won and our whole thing was like, you had to pick the winner, $50.
$50.
That's it.
She was half right. And the only reason why I even say this is because she picked Daisy and Kelsey as the runner up. I'm like, that's as close as to what happened as we got. Everybody, we had Daisy was the number one pick overall.
Yeah.
Had Daisy won, we would have had to put names in a hat.
I mean,
she's the only person that picked Kelsey.
That would have ruined our life.
That would have ruined everything. So the whole, we'd have to set the show down.
What would we have even done?
Well, we'd be giving up. We'd be hemorrhaging money. That's what we'd be doing.
Hemorrhaging money. Dude, RPM.
They'd be fighting. They'd be fighting to the death.
Okay, insert the hemorrhaging money commercial right now. Because he has not. No, because you know what it makes me feel like? I recorded a commercial. I went out on a limb. Let me tell you guys something. I go out on a limb and I say, you know what, guys? I have this idea. I'm going to do a commercial. I know Sean is here and he's the king of the voiceovers and the
accents
and all of the things. He does all the things well.
Characters.
Okay. You know, he's not
intro,
today.
Outro.
He's not in his game, but typically speaking, but then I went out on a limb. I put myself out there for the first time.
I forgot to press record. April Fools.
Oh my God. I almost punched you in the face. I almost just chose violence, dude. My armpits are sweating, bro. I was like, we can't redo what we did. We couldn't.
So good.
We couldn't redo what we just did.
That was so good. Oh my God.
I would have been so annoyed. Anyway, I'm like, I'm going to do a commercial. And since it has not been on any of the shows, even Patreon, I'm like, RPN's trying to tell me that it's shitty. I told him I would re-record it and get it down. Like, I will do it until it's like, anyway, insert hemorrhaging money. Have you ever felt like you were hemorrhaging money? Whoa! We're going to need you to call 1-800-CONTRACT-YOUR-LIFE and we'll gaslight you. And listen, all we're going to charge you is all of your money and a side of vegan leather and maybe 1 slab of marble, gold-plated, diamond-laid quartz. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to come over, we're going to berate you. And then you know what? We're going to stick our through the glory hole. And
a new face into your mouth. and charge you $1 million.
Then we're going to say we didn't. Then we're going to say we didn't do it.
We didn't do it.
No.
We didn't do it.
No, we're going to accept your money, but only if it comes in vegan leather. All, the only form of payment that we accept is a vegan leather check.
Wow. What a skit.
Okay, you know what?
No, that was amazing. He put it in. We loved it. We listened to it. We laughed. We cried.
I actually think I hate you today.
No, we had a moment. It was a hell of a skit. You killed it. I'm not joking. I was there when you recorded it. It was funny.
Yeah, I was a little bit tipsy, but I thought it was funny. I'll do more. Because, guys, this is my first skit.
Well, first skit?
Yeah, I'll do more.
Everyone's
can get better.
No one's good on the first.
Like,
but that was
everyone
great.
Everyone starts somewhere. And yeah. I like to start at rock bottom in the trenches. And then I like to make other people feel like, hey, I can do this too. And then I come in with the heat.
Yeah. Over time. It's like gradual.
Wow.
It's like the audience
Smoke
is like
City.
A frog in a pot of boiling water. At first, they don't know what's going on. Then they're cooked.
then you're
cooked.
Then they're like, holy shit, this chick.
Then you're
came
in someone's stomach.
Oh. Ew.
Yeah, because you cook the frog in the boiling pot.
And then somebody
you
eats
eat
it.
You eat, why would you boil a frog if not to eat it?
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, people eat frog. You be in Louisiana. What that boy no, there? That boy there with that frog leg over there.
Not me.
You want to know about them frog leg?
Oh, my God.
Put that in that gumbo mix. That shit over right there. Nice. Oh, that's that Cajun boy there. You know what I talk about there.
No. You know what I think you're trying to do right now? You're trying to one-up my commercial.
I'm trying to make you quit like Lizzo.
Oh, my God.
Did y'all hear this?
No, I saw her.
We got to talk about it.
Did you see her video today?
No. Is there more?
Well, no. She's just
whining.
No. It was actually good.
Is she quitting still?
Babe, the I quit was just saying I quit paying attention to the haters.
Oh my God.
I'm not going to do it anymore. She goes, there's a lot of people out there, and I know you can feel me, that you get more negative than the positive. And she goes, sometimes over long periods of time, I'm doing a summation.
Summation. Okay. You're summation.
I'm summation.
Yeah.
Guys, guess what? Sit back, buckle up. I'm summation. Well, I'm going to summation you.
Yes, you're summations today. Summation them up.
Okay. Well, that's what sweeties do.
Oh, my God.
So she is basically saying, like, you know, over long periods of time, it can affect you. Mm-hmm. It can eat at you. She's saying, no more. I quit. I'm not doing it. I'm not going to let the haters bring me down.
This is the rare instance
where you're really annoyed.
I was, no. I was behind. Mm. Like, I didn't look for the update. I just read the thing, and then I didn't get the update. From what I read, she was like, I quit.
Yeah.
And I misinterpreted what she was saying as, like, she was saying, like, she's quitting the game. I saw people saying that, like, oh, Lizzo's quitting the game.
That's how it read, right? Well, it just said I quit. So it read how you wanted to.
I guess, yeah, it was a word salad. It was just a Shannon special.
It was just whatever. It was intended to bring out the comments. I think it was intended to bring out the comments.
Because
when you just, a little trolling, but whatever. I'm here for trolling.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad. I'm glad that she said that because I was going to clown her if she was quitting because she came
on today with her big luscious boobs. Let me tell you, these gunny sacks were out in full force. She was in her, what's her yiddy? Is her line or whatever?
I have no idea.
She was in her yiddy sky blue one piece that was, she said, I'm snatching her waist, her one piece. Her V-neck to her suit was all the way down to her belly button. And all I could look at was her voluptuous boobs. And so that's what caught my, I think.
She has some new boobs?
Instagram. No, babe.
Oh, okay. You're just talking about the actual. Okay,
her cool. actual boobs. I feel like Instagram was trolling me because they know that I like me some voluptuosity. So,
oh, is that what your explore section is looking like these days?
Seriously,
bunch of tickle bitties in the squares. Is that what's going on in your explore section?
Yes. If you grabbed my phone, you would be like, "What, dude? It's been here.
What pig?
It's disgusting."
Jeez,
so,
Louise.
And then it came up, and then it caught my attention because that's what she was wearing to share. I like to, I really like to
You're be, like a frat boy.
I like to be motorboated.
You're like a frat boy.
I just put my face right in there. Just with those big old yitties.
Oh my goodness.
But anyhow, yeah. That's what caught my attention. So then I was, I'm informed now. And then she, you know, just did a video about her line. So I think it was, I'm not going to say that it was a tactic. I think she was in her feelings.
Sounds
and I think that she wanted to make an announcement, but I'm not going to say that she's not a smart businesswoman, because this is a smart way to go about
it. Well, we haven't talked about her in months, and then we talked about her like that. She started a conversation and then she marketed a product. So yeah, she got us. Mm-hmm. Just like Snoop Dogg with the smokeless, like when he made the announcement, that was brilliant.
That was,
he made the announcement, I'm not smoking. And then it turns out that it was a smokeless
thing.
He said, I'm done with the smoke. And then he got this selling some, he was the brand ambassador for a smokeless fire pit. Brilliant.
Yeah. I like a good, whatever.
It's called a viral marketing campaign. And I'm all for it. I will say, she had me hoodwinked. I was fit to go hard on her right now. I was about to just.
Well, I'm glad I'm here, because I've got all the 411.
You because I was going to slay her.
Anyone.
I was going to slay
literally
her.
Literally, put me on the hot seat right now.
What's going on with Diddy?
So if you guys didn't get the download, we actually talked about Diddy over, was it Patreon? We talked about Diddy over on Patreon. Or did we talk about it here? I get confused. Whatever. You guys, if you don't know, then you missed Patreon.
If you don't know, now you know. Player.
So anyhow, and if you don't know, then you're just like not awake, because it's everywhere, right? But update. So I think he's, what'd you say? He's in the Bahamas.
Yeah, I believe he's in the Bahamas.
And he, from what I understand, he's a little bit snitching. Because his
sons... People are saying, I haven't seen the reports, but...
Only... I don't think that he would to save his own ass, but I think he's trying to save his children, who are under the gun now. Under... That's probably the not the right word to use right here.
Yeah.
But they're under... I think they are...
Did one of them get arrested?
I thought that I saw that. I've got to go back in and do some more digging. But from what the last post that I saw, it looked like one of his sons is in trouble. And I don't know if it said indicted, whatever. It's not indicted.
Yeah, you'd be indicted. Yeah.
Okay. For doing some similar things.
Under investigation.
Under investigation.
Yeah.
For like potentially drugging women at parties.
Woo.
So it's not looking good. But there's a lot of people involved. And
talk about the roofie doesn't fall far from the tree.
I know, dude. I was on board with 50 just slamming filleting. This dude. Just filleting him at every... Because it's funny. He's going so hard that it's like 50...
For those of you that don't know...
There has to be something going on in 50 Cent.
50 Cent, every social media post on his Instagram page is a shot
LSW.
At Diddy.
In not the LSW, dude.
50 is a psychopath, and he's actually not right in the head. And so...
Yeah, you can't be.
He is going at Diddy at a pretentious rate.
At a rate that is just like...
It's summatious.
But at first, it was funny.
He's summationing
him. I was
him.
Here for... He's summationing all over his face.
It's all... It's And then it's... But it does get to the point where you go... Diddy, don't you have something to do right now?
I know. No,
I mean,
50,
sorry, 50. 50. Like 50.
No, it's his, like, it's his life work, because you know what? He's a freaking billionaire, whatever
what do you mean?
He is. He just did a show with Nicki Minaj. 50 in the middle of this.
Yeah, and he said
he goes up there and on stage, he's calling his baby mom
a little sex worker.
Because
50's.
And then he's calling him hashtag LSW.
Hold on, we have to say this. 50's actual mother of his most recent child is a model named Daphne Joy. And Daphne Joy was named in a lawsuit as a paid sex worker for P. Diddy.
And so now he just
calls her little sex worker.
He just calls her little sex worker.
He's like okay, little
post.
Sex worker. I knew something was up with you.
At first I thought it was funny because it's so bad. It's good. It's one of those things where you're like, it's not actually funny.
I actually think
it's
horrible.
It's so horrible that you have to kind of go, wait, do they know something that we don't know? This is like, is this a joke?
No. Because 50 is the master at the art of war. So in most cases, if I'm making fun of you and then my baby mama shows up in your paperwork as a sex worker for you, most people would ridicule 50 about that.
Of
like,
course.
Damn,
I'm not.
But 50 doesn't give him the chance. No. He goes, I'll ridicule her.
Of course.
And I'll take that away from you. You can't use that against me. I'll use it against me.
Exactly.
You know, he's Eminem from 8 Mile.
I know.
But I know something about you. You went to Cranbrook. That's a private school.
No, you didn't.
What's the matter, dog? You embarrassed? This guy's a gangster? His real name's Clarence.
Okay, that's your favorite movie. And Clarence
lives at home with both parents. And Claire's parents have a real good marriage.
Oh my
God.
Stop
it.
It's my favorite. That is probably my favorite scene in, I don't know, it's top five for me.
It's a top five
moment.
As far as scenes go?
I know.
As far as scenes go.
Because whoever you are, you get chills during that moment.
I don't care
who
you are.
And then
there's
the mic drop.
You don't have to know what hip-hop is. You don't have to be a rap fan to see Eminem do what he did. That was such a... Come on, you guys got chills right now.
Yeah.
Some of you pooped your pants. Listen, hold on. Were we still talking about... the little sex worker? Or?
No, I don't want to talk about it anymore. I think that was the latest update that I saw. I just think it's not looking good for people surrounding, and it's stressing me out at who's next. Just like it's a takedown, and I just, whenever there's a takedown, it stresses me out.
The funny thing about the Diddy thing, the last thing I'll say about it, it's a lot like the Bill Cosby situation, but way more pronounced in terms of, like, if you go back to his movie appearances, like there's a movie basically where Diddy plays... with the one with Russell Brand and Jonah Hill, and when they smoke the Jeffrey, it's like an old,
it's one of those old
rom-coms or whatever. Yeah. But in the movie, Diddy plays like a druggie, he smokes the Jeffrey, and he plays like a guy that like drugs people and is like a weird sex freak. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, he's kind of played into this character so much.
Yeah.
Like that we didn't, it was almost kind of like, oh, he can't really be like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I feel like going back, there's all these moments caught on film where he's basically like leaning into this character.
Not only that, but there's all these like interviews
and music,
like everything's kind of coming back to haunt him.
It's
because once you get caught for something, it's like, oh, but why didn't we see this and this and this?
It's the same, like R. Kelly was the same way. Once you figured out what was going on, you look back and you go, he was telling us the whole time.
He was telling us, remember the album of R. Kelly's?
What do you mean? He was blurry in the background and Aaliyah was, Aaliyah's first album, Age Ain't Nothing But a Number.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
I'm surprised he doesn't have a song Golden Showers.
How? What do you mean, Dave? What do you mean, Dave Chappelle's? Can I get a toot toot?
What do you?
Can
yes.
I get, that was one of the greatest spoofs of all time.
Yeah, Dave Chappelle's one of my favorites.
You know what was not one of the greatest things that ever happened of all time?
Tell me.
We got into an argument this weekend.
I thought we only talked about arguments. Let's talk about arguments over on Patreon.
Okay, we'll save that. Okay. We did have a weird discussion that
we've been getting in some arguments lately.
Tiffs.
Little Tiffany's.
Little Tiffany's. Little sex workers. Not a big deal. Just little sex workers.
RPM is going to have a heyday with this.
No, don't blur that.
Blur it?
Tiffany might be listening.
Oh my God. I hate when
Am I talking about someone specific? I don't know.
I hate when you do that laugh, dude. That's the laugh that I hate the most of yours.
Wow. That's the first time I've ever said something like that.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember the episode that we did? Was it 10 Things I Hate About You? We've got to do that again. We've got to do that again, dude.
We do have
it
to do that. Apparently, you're cocked, locked, and ready to rock.
My engine is revved, dude.
Apparently, you got a whole clip ready to just unload that shit. Okay.
I'm doing it without even doing a segment.
I've actually been more in love with you today than I ever was our relationship.
Here he goes, guys. We're going to need a break.
Haven't subscribed to our Patreon yet?
Come on!
Well, here's a taste of what you've been missing on the After Pod.
If I would have not taken you quite so literally.
I've never been taken more literally. Like, you thought a couple meant two.
I thought two.
In 2024, when someone says, hey, like, I got a couple of girls.
I'm gonna toss in a couple.
And you, bro, you brought four girls, bro. I thought it was two girls, dude.
I wasn't ready.
I only got one friend with me, dude.
Yeah, I wasn't ready for a train.
It was irritating, like, when you were telling me the giveaway thing and, like, I got this stuff and I don't know where to put it. It's everywhere. And I'm like, take them from here and put them over here. And then, voila, don't think about it no more.
Well, yeah, I wish voila.
I see. See what I'm saying? It irritates
anymore.
You even hear it when I say that. You're like, well, oh, okay, it's working.
Voila. Voila, my life.
Magic, this guy. Abracadabra.
Boom, kosh me.
Sign up now at patreon.com/thekidsasleep.
Hey guys, Sean and I just had a quick conversation, and we are
calling it quits. We're calling it quits. The whole thing.
I actually just told him, I was like, Lizzo made that post, and I'm going to need to put something up like that on my Instagram where it's just like, I quit. And then the caption is something like, my marriage.
April Fools. Jeez. I could barely get the April Fools out because that was so funny. I was not ready for that. That was really good. I quit my marriage.
It's just so stupid.
That was good.
Yeah, but Sean and I, we talked about it this week. It was April 1st. The second today? Anyway, we're recording the day after. But that's neither here nor there. We were talking about yesterday about how much we really do dislike this whole concept of playing jokes on people.
On adults.
It's cute if it's like your teacher is like hee-heeing and it's like they used a yellow marker instead of a red. You know what? I don't even know. You know it's what I mean? Like it's a, like a silly prank that happens in the classroom.
Yeah, you replace the teacher's coffee with, you know, Coca-Cola or, whiskey. Where it's just like, or
you silly Billy.
If it's Diddy, it's like, Molly or something, you know, whatever.
They need to do a full swap, just Diddy and 50.
Yeah.
That'd be hilarious.
Okay. Anyway.
So. But anyhow, we don't like it for adults.
Yeah.
Because then you get to the day.
Mm-hmm.
And then if serious things do happen, if you make an announcement on April 1st,
no one's going to take you seriously.
No one's going to take you seriously. Everybody thinks
actually, if we have time, I will tell you the most disturbing story in that regard. So we'll get into that. But before we do that, let's have some fun.
Yeah, I put out a question box and I just said, what is a prank that you guys did? Because you know what? Even though Sean and I don't like it, you guys have partaken.
Yeah.
Partaken. You guys have summated.
You just summated.
Over the years.
Yeah.
So you guys wrote in this week and just shared with us some of the best pranks that you've pulled on April Fool's Day.
Mm-hmm.
One of you wrote in and said, telling my mom that I had to get all my teeth pulled out. She was devastated.
It's pretty good.
She was devastated for you. Can you imagine?
She just said, Mom, I have to get all my teeth taken out.
Because if I was going to do an April Fool's, it would be something that was like kind of believable. Where it's like, that's, you know, whatever. I mean, that's something that isn't like... Well, it's pretty outlandish.
No, but what you want to do is you want to make it about you.
Yes. Well, of course.
Right? Like, something crazy is happening. Not like some people do it like something crazy is going to happen to you or something happened to someone you love. It's like,
right.
I like that where it's like, my teeth. I got to get all my teeth. I got to put a Kanye West grill in.
Can you imagine not being old and needing to get all your teeth pulled? I mean, and that's the thing that I do think about, because this is not a need, this is a want, if you get veneers.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Facts.
Do they either chisel your teeth down or sometimes they do.
I think they file them down pretty.
But I think that was like the old way. I think now they're just like yanking them and stinking them in or something. I don't really know.
You have to knock me out.
I have so many people around me have gotten veneers and I'm just like, and they're so happy with their decision.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like voluntarily doing something to my...
Our homeboy BJ has the best
Lori and BJ have them.
I know.
And they look so good on both of them.
I noticed.
And Ash has them too.
Yeah.
Okay. Like people who are surrounding us, they're trying to tell us something. They're like, guys, you need to get your teeth fixed. And we're like, oh, shit.
Well, now I feel self-conscious. And then I go, April Fools.
All right. Somebody else wrote in and said, a coworker of mine left the laminator on and went to lunch. We told her it caught on fire when she was away.
Ah, that's good.
Wow.
That's good.
That's so silly. That's a silly Billy.
That's silly.
Number two, this is office pranks. The whole office was in on it and put caution tape everywhere, even sprayed foam soap. What is that?
I think it's like the silly string.
Yeah, but if you put caution tape all over and it was a commitment by the whole office, I would walk in and go... Yeah, I don't know if I...
Like Doug finally snapped, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
But also now, I think it was like, maybe when I was younger, I wasn't that aware that it was April 1st.
I never was aware. I always got caught pulled over.
Like,
if I was in school, I didn't know.
Yeah.
People were planning for the shit days in advance. They were like getting shit worked together.
I'm not going to lie. I actually got someone posted on Facebook that actually got me, and it actually it irritated me really bad that somebody got me. Because it was just like, oh, so one of the teams in the March Madness got eliminated based on some XYZ, a player did XYZ, and they're eliminated from the competition, whatever, the March Madness.
Yeah.
And I literally blurted out loud. I go, what? And then Sean goes, what? And then immediately I go, I'm so pissed right now. I got caught. Because it just, it's that quick, like, and then you go, oh my God, it's April 1st.
Because you're scrolling, so you're reading so fast.
So fast. Oh. But I believed it for a second. I was like, shoot, I can't believe somebody got me on that one.
Yeah.
All right. Somebody else wrote in and said, I let everyone know, including my family, that this person just basically made an announcement or a post that said that she started an OnlyFans and her dad showed up on her doorstep.
Said, no,
you didn't. I'm putting my foot down.
No,
you didn't.
No, that dad, five stars.
Five star review. He said, you're not going to embarrass me in these streets.
What are you talking about? With a dad, this I've been trying to tell people, with dads like that, wouldn't have been no Me Too movement.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Not saying there wouldn't have been no Me Too movement, but what would have happened? Well, you wouldn't have needed one. Because the first woman that Harvey Weinstein harassed, dad would have showed up on his doorstep with a baseball bat, knocked all of his teeth out. He'd have to get all his teeth replaced. In real life. IRL.
Right.
He'd have to call his wife and say, hey, I need new teeth.
Yeah.
Because dad would have f***ed him up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's a dad like that who not. He said no.
He said no.
No. Forbade it. It's been forbade.
Yeah.
It's been forbidden. Just in case you guys didn't know what forbade mean or forebode.
I actually think people come here for
the words.
The vocabulary lessons.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
There are so many people who say that they're on Google while they're... What was the word you...
Abscond.
Abscond. Was that the main show?
Yeah.
Abscond.
Yeah, it was absconded.
We are brilliant.
I did get one.
Okay.
I got one.
Give it to us.
This person wrote in and said, I nutted in a one-night stand... And told her I wanted her to have my baby. Laugh out loud. Then I told her, actually, I can't have kids. I'm snipped and ready to rip. April Fools.
Oh.
And that's a real story.
And so you crushed the girl's, because she probably did want to have a baby.
Well,
and
it was a one-night stand, so I'm sure it freaked her out when he just
maybe.
I didn't care.
I wasn't listening to the first part. Yeah. Sorry.
How do you tune out that fast?
Well, I'm reading. I'm trying to keep up with the show notes. I'm trying to be on it for the first time in my life.
Wow.
People say get it together once in your life. And I'm like, here I am. I'm getting in line.
First time for everything.
So, she was like, oh, and her heart sank. And then it was like, oh, April Fools. And then you're like, oh, you're so immature. I never want to talk to you again. And he's like, perfect.
Perfect. I didn't want to talk to you either.
You little sex worker. Oh, my God. So bad.
Once you start saying it,
I know you can't
it
stop.
Rolls off the tongue.
It does.
Little sex worker.
Dude.
Because that he added the little. See, in the indictment, it said paid sex worker.
Of course.
And then 50
because
was like,
because he's a menace to society.
You little sex worker.
It's so bad. And then, babe, my favorite thing about anything in life is then when you make an abbreviation for something that just like,
doesn't need one.
No, LSW.
Yes, he's saying LSW.
No, he's starting to hashtag.
Yes, I've been seeing it.
LSW. And the only way you know what it is,
is
if you're following the mayhem.
If you're in the know, it's, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I will say this. This is the one thing that
he has no conscience.
Sidebar. The thing that worries me, because 50, I put in a category of people I want to protect because of his story and because of like, I don't think anyone's went further. You know, like 50 Cent went from getting shot 9 times in real life. You know what I'm saying? Like people were trying to kill him.
He became
the biggest star in the world. You know what I mean? He became the biggest star in the world. And I like his story is so inspiring. It's so inspiring. But he is the antithesis of any other role model that I have, which is like... Yeah. Anyone who kicks someone when they're down, 50 is the king of kicking when you're down. He still beefs with Ja Rule to this day.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
I think this is going too far, but like
it's going so far.
Sometimes
He beefs with his own children and he humiliates them. Yeah, he beefs with all of his baby mothers. There's like one guy that's still with him from the beginning. You know what I'm saying?
Then he puts like a big LOL and then you're like, oh, should I be laughing right now?
Because you know why? You know why you have to respect it? Is because he told you he was crazy from day one.
It's so
and everyone
evil.
Acts crazy.
Yeah.
Everyone acts crazy. Everyone acts like they got a screw. Like in rap especially, you know, mm-hmm. everyone's a tough guy. Everyone's yeah. like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Like 50 had a line back in the day where he said, brothers don't rob me. They know I'm down to die for my chain. You know what I'm saying? And that's a line that for most people is crazy.
Yeah.
But he was telling you, no, I'm crazy. Yeah. If you try to rob me, I'm going to go out shooting. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not giving up
no
shit.
No one puts that because
it's the respect thing. I'm not letting you walk away with nothing from me. I will kill you or you will kill me.
Well, think about how many people come back from 9 gunshots.
Very few. You have to be an asshole. You have to be a real asshole to get shot 9 times.
I'm not dying.
What do you mean? No. He got shot 9 times. For those that don't know, it was worth a Google. He got shot 9 times.
When you're on there looking for abscond.
Yeah. When you, I don't know. The story 50 Cent is really interesting because he got shot. It was a hit ordered by a drug kingpin. Okay. He got shot 9 times. Then he just disappeared. Right. He was gone. He went off to the woods and he trained like Rocky. Yeah. Like when he came back, he was like in better shape than before he got shot.
Yeah.
And then he was a total dick. Like he was chastised, like, aha, I'm still alive, ha ha, f*** you know what I'm saying?
And then
like,
he would wear the bulletproof vest.
Yeah, he was wearing the vest. He was antagonizing, like it was one of those things where it was like
he's always been an antagonizer.
Any guy that I just respect, any guy that leans into the no, I'm an actual bad guy. Mm-hmm. Most of these guys are good guys.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
But I'll give it to him. He's a funny bad guy.
He's a funny bad guy.
I know.
So with Scarface, the bad guys. You ever watch Black Panther? Every line Killmonger says is kind of funny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He gives
evil.
Like this little evil laugh.
Yeah, you know, but he's the most entertaining guy to watch.
Yeah, that's
we
true.
We watch a great movie has a great, there's no great movies without a great villain.
Yeah.
Period, point blank.
Yeah, the Joker.
You know, it is what it is. It
and
is what it is.
Little devious laugh, man.
We're with it. What do you got?
So this is intense and this is commitment.
Okay.
Visualize this. This person flipped each other's houses. Like they literally, every single item that each other owned, flipped it into the other person's house. I've never heard anything like this. For who and for what? And just so that somebody walked in and was like, this is the Twilight Zone? That's a lot of lifting. Are you doing couches? And what are you? Are you on a show? Is there a competition? Because that is too much.
If you didn't film that,
that's too much work to go. I mean, bravo to you.
That's a frat boy. Like
maybe that's true. Because I could totally see
in a game called Guess That Race. I'm going to assume that these are white dudes. These are bros.
Little busybodies.
This is heavy bro energy right here. I'm feeling.
Like, hey, we're totally going to commit, dude. Because, you're gonna be so funny.
But is it a prank when you take all your stuff and they take all their stuff, so you're both in on the prank?
But that's what I'm saying. Who for?
Yeah,
that's
like,
why
who's
I was saying. Like,
we
who
don't
was
know,
it for?
Who was it for?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like that's.
Or
kind
maybe
of,
they were like trying to prank their kids, and then the kids came back and was like, "What the hell?" Or
yeah.
Maybe I'm reading the whole thing wrong. I don't know. I read it word for word. Maybe
that's
we are in the
interesting.
Dark.
That's interesting.
Maybe they're pranking us right now.
Maybe they're pranking us.
Just guys, you got us.
That's good. That's good. You got
you
us.
You can come out now.
That was good.
We don't get it. Okay, I have one last one. Do you have one? Okay.
No, I don't. I have one last one
that I'm going to read on this show
before we take a really dark turn.
Oh God. So this person says that. This is intense, man.
Perfect.
Told my ex-husband, but they were still married, that I got pregnant by another man's baby. Let's talk about 50 Cent real quick.
Let's talk about them.
Because you know what? That is deviant behavior, and I am here for it. Because mm-hmm. it sounds like you did this because you were in the right. You know? He's done some shady shit.
Maybe.
You're getting a divorce, and you know, you're like, I'm going out with a bang. And you know what? I wouldn't have told him it was an April Fool's joke. I would have started stuffing. I would have done all the things.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, I would have taken it so far. Especially if you did some shit to me, I'm committed.
Did you not see the girl that did this on social media that was
got
like
taken down?
No, she did a whole thing on social media. She told a man He cheated on her.
Yeah.
And she was like, basically, that's why I'm pregnant by your best friend. But she was so committed to the bit, she bought fake.
Okay, wait, is this the dude that was on The Bachelor?
No, no, okay. No. This is a girl that was on social media and she bought the bellies.
Wow.
And she bought different sizes. She had a baby shower.
Stop it.
And she and then she figured out, like, I'm going to have to at some point produce a baby.
I'm going to actually produce a baby.
She basically, like, messed with this dude for like a good, I don't know, 10 months.
I know, but then if you're having a baby shower, everybody else is in on it now. And that's kind of, I would have stopped it before I got like family and friends in on it. I don't know.
You get the gifts, you return them, you come up $1,000, $500.
You get the gifts. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Hurt some feelings, you know, ruin grandma's life. But,
and then you say, pregnancy didn't work out. How do you plan it? You know what I'm saying? It's a tragedy. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Oh, you want your gift back? You want your gift back? In my moment of grief, want your gift back. That's sick, Deborah. That's sick.
That's a commitment.
That is a commitment to a bit. I respect it. I have nothing but respect for it.
Man. But I would have all my family in the know.
Yeah.
All of his family in pulling one over.
We can't put his family in on it because you want to hurt them too.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm having all my family in on
it. Okay, got you.
All of his family is in the dark, so they're bringing me the gifts.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah, 100%, 100%, 100%. Yeah. Then you give the grief to them.
Yeah.
Your family knows.
Well, because they think, oh, my son cheated on you. Now he's got this new girl, but I'm still going to go to the shower because you got that's our grandkid coming.
My God.
Yeah, and then you break everyone's heart all at once. And then you don't even tell him it was a prank.
That's insane.
You let them grieve. It's sick.
That's the most disgusting thing I've ever heard.
Until now. So, guys, I'm going to give you guys a trigger warning here. All right. You know, I talk like an 80s football coach. So I've never even used that term in my in real life. I mean it this time, okay?
Yeah.
The story I'm about to tell you
is heinous.
This is one of the worst things. It's not April Fool's. But it took place on April Fool's. It is.
So that's why.
There are some lessons to be learned. We're going to have a couple of discussions. The reason why I share this with you, and I'm going to give this to you in chronological order as I received it. This morning, I got a call. Today is April 2nd, okay? Normally, we wouldn't give you guys the date, but today is April 2nd. I'm telling you why that matters.
You cannot handle...
No, there's
crime.
I'm gonna tell you.
True crime, true detective.
Forget true crime and true detective.
This is worse. So definitely just stop the episode now. And we're not joking.
I'm talking about a real life tragedy. We're no longer talking about.
But if you want to get pranks, in the weeds with us, get in the weeds.
And this is an actual tragedy. A child is involved. I'm just gonna say this right now.
Yeah. So if you can't handle I'm gonna
speed through the
yeah, of course.
Worst part of it.
Just speed through.
I'm gonna speed through that part because that part, you know, as much as I can. So
you get a call from B.
B
was on the show.
Calls me. I'm literally pulling up to the gym. It's 8 in the morning. B calls me.
Hold on. If you don't know B, the episode aired over on Patreon. Sorry.
That's a thank you.
Sorry,
thank
guys.
You. So if you guys haven't spent your $5 yet, B was one of our guests because Patreon, we got guests too. He's a really old friend of mine. He came on our show. Great storyteller. He's a stand-up comedian and he's a friend
episode.
Of the show.
It was a
great
really
episode.
Funny episode.
He told a really funny story about a threesome and he's a really funny guy. So he calls me and he says, hey man, I witnessed something yesterday. That was the word. I've been holding back tears. He goes, I don't really cry, but I've been holding back tears. And he's like, are you busy? Like, I kind of need to offload this. Mm-hmm. I can't hold this. And I was like, all right. And then so he proceeds to tell me. He says, okay, so a coworker, he gets to his place of business. A coworker comes up to him and says, I need you to take me home right now. She doesn't really explain what's going on. He gets in the car. He's like, all right, cool, right? She hops in his car.
For purpose of the story, so we can keep track of the parties, let's call her Jen.
That's not her name.
Okay, let's call her Jen.
Right? So he takes Jen to her house. As he approaches there, he goes, I've never seen this much action. Fire trucks, police, sirens.
Whole street.
Everything. He's like, I'm freaking out, right? He kind of got the gist of what was going on, but so he arrives, and then he said he'd never seen a scene this somber and this quiet. He goes, I've seen some crazy things, and you see cops, they're laughing, they're talking loud. Yeah. He said, it was silent.
Yeah.
Every cop, every fireman was traumatized. Everyone was traumatized. This is not a joke. Don't think I'm going to come with a funny punchline. I'm not.
Yeah.
So...
It was just hideous. It was gruesome.
So the guy that is staying with Jen, we're calling her Jen, right? So Jen had a roommate / tenant, okay? The roommate was a former addict, apparently, allegedly, and was getting a chance to see his son for the first time in years. Now, Jen has these two cane corsos. Mm-hmm. They are giants. And they were problematic dogs. They had killed another dog. And in that episode, she had basically coerced or begged or whatever, pleaded with, it was a friend of hers, the dog that died, that they consumed. And so she begged her not to report it. Mm-hmm. Okay.
The so dogs. Jen knew this.
Yeah. So Jen knew this. They also bit Jen. The dog bit, one of the dogs bit Jen. So these dogs have had a track record of menacing behavior, mm-hmm. right? So I'm going to speed through this part now. The child that was visiting, 11-year-old boy, was visiting the tenant / roommate.
And his dad.
The dad basically comes into the house and he sees exactly what you think. The child is...
Because the child just came to the door.
He, yeah. He was the like, child, he let the dogs in the house. He wasn't supposed to let the dogs in the house, but as most kids are, he kept telling them, I'm fine. She allegedly said, do not leave anyone alone with the dogs.
Yeah.
And apparently what the dad assumes happened was the kid went to the store. The dad was in the garage. He probably lives in the garage or something. I don't know. These are details. I don't know. But the dad was in the garage. He came back into the house. And the dogs were outside when he left them outside. He didn't let them in the house. So the kid must have left them in the house because they didn't break in. And
the kid comes home from the store.
He's got food, which is not good with apparently these craven dogs. I don't know what's going on with these dogs.
Who knows?
And so the kid is mauled and the kid passes away. And
it's just a hideous scene.
It's a scene that is traumatizing everyone that sees it. And it's just, you know, now here's where the story is layered, right? So number one, this is the father's first time, and I told you guys, interacting with the kid for quite some time. The mother sent the kid to be with the dad. So imagine that. You're the mother, you send your kid, right? Kids, okay.
So the dad calls the mom.
It's April 1st, guys. The dad is calling the mother of the child to inform her that their child is gone. It is April 1st. And she keeps saying, this is not funny. This is not funny. I don't know why you think this, you know what I mean? And she is like not. And so it begs, it's like this weird discussion about like, there is this one day. It's had he called her
on
March 31st,
she would have known
immediately something was wrong. On April 2nd, she would have known immediately something was wrong. But on April 1st.
Why are we still doing this? Why are we still, it's like, I don't know the history.
I have no idea.
Okay.
Someone's Googling it right now and they're going to DM us.
We need to know the history of April Fools. We're going to go down, you know, we're going to look this up. Because there's just certain things where it's like, okay.
What do you mean? It scares me.
Why are we
me
still doing this?
Experiencing something like this, it scares me that there is a day that as a species, at least in North America, we could get caught off guard. Mm-hmm. Because you could an announcement of a terror attack or of a tidal wave or of an earthquake or of a hurricane or a tornado or any number of tragedies could be dismissed as, oh, it's April Fool's.
Right.
They're just playing games.
Right.
You know, a car accident and so on and so on and so forth, a bomb. So I find that aspect of it to be kind of crazy. The other aspect of it, which I think begs discussion, is... I think I even did a hot and bothered on this before. I find not, it's not most people, guys. It's not you guys, not most of y'all, I'm sure. But we've all, if you're not a pet person, especially, but maybe if you are, we've all been around those people that are delusional about their pets.
Yeah.
I have been in some rooms. I've went in some rooms and all of a sudden you walk in a room and there's a 300-pound dog looking at you.
Yeah.
And the owner's, he's fine.
Yeah.
And you're like...
Well, the reason why you bring this up is because the woman, Jen, had the audacity to say, oh my gosh, they're going to put my dogs down.
The
disgustingness of that.
She screamed it. She screamed it out loud when the SWAT came and they did take the dogs from the property. Animal control came and got them. But the SWAT team was there at first. And she, you know, it was like... Her blood-curdling screams were for the safety of the dogs, which, you know, it's like, we get it. We love our dogs. We get it.
Of course.
I get it.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if it was up to her, I don't think anything would change. If it was up to her, she would just keep the same exact situation and wait for the next victim.
Well, and there's actually an immediate news article about this.
And yes, so if you guys want to see the details, you guys can look this up. You know the search words to use. You're going to find it.
Well, and in the comments, every comment is like, this owner is going away for life.
Yeah,
I mean, this person's getting... It's not looking good for Jen.
I hope they do. And what's crazy is that B's going to listen to this. I said, can I talk about this?
Yeah.
He knows this. He told me the story.
Just to be part of this, like to have your coworker ask you to give you a ride.
Yes.
And to insert you into this. I'm not talking to Jen a goddamn day in my life again. Jen? I just gave you a ride. I don't care. Like... I'm not a part of this. Complicit in any way?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, like, I don't f*** with you anymore, dude.
It needs to be understood this way. That could have been anyone. That could have been anyone. Especially anyone that was small.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, them dogs is hunters. Like, them is the kind of dogs that, like, it always weirds me out. The idea of certain kind of animals being domesticated. Like, I seen a puma on Instagram the other day, and the woman's like petting the puma. It's her puma. The puma's got Instagram.
Yeah.
It's a domesticated puma.
Oh, no.
I said, until that puma goes puma. You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you what a domesticated animal really is, in my opinion. This is just my opinion. It means nothing to anybody, but it's right. My opinion is that a domesticated animal is an animal that left in the wild... could not survive, would be hunted by other animals. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A small cat.
Yeah, the small cat.
You know, a chihuahua.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I mean?
But also, and then lots of dogs. I mean, what are you talking about?
Chihuahua's the dog. So, lots of dogs could be domesticated.
Yeah.
And then there's dogs that are like...
I don't know about this species of dog. Is this a dog
I've seen them before.
Well, no. And I saw the face of the dog and I go... Oh, that dog is terrifying. But so what, it's a dog though. I mean, aren't all dogs domesticated?
Can I tell you?
To a certain extent, right? Or what are they, you know?
Here, this is the question. It's a question as old as human existence. Nature versus nurture. And it's, once again, this is what I'm talking about when I say delusional pet owners. I've met several of them over my lifetime. This is what I mean, is that people are the same way. Can you teach an animal, a person, to be good or bad, right? And the answer is sometimes.
Yeah.
It's not a real science.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Some people.
Because we all have our own brains.
We all have our own minds. We all have our own free will, including animals. So it's like, can you overpower the nature with your nurture? Mm-hmm. You know, so maybe some dogs want to hunt, but can you get that out of them by the way you treat them? Sure. Some. Most even.
Mm-hmm.
But for some, they're going to be like, yeah, you know what? Not today.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The Siegfried and Roy, right? The tiger ate one of them.
Yeah.
Remember that? There was the two magicians in our lifetime. Siegfried and Roy were doing Vegas. If you guys are too young to know who Siegfried and Roy is, that's another Google. They worked with a tiger.
That's another story.
That's another documentary you should watch.
Yeah.
But they worked with a tiger for umpteen years, right? They worked with several tigers. and they did a magic show. And then one day, the tiger, he ate one of them. Like, a lot of these people, they think like, oh, I'm such a good trainer. I'm such a good father. Mm-hmm. Some people, through no fault of their own, raise serial killers.
Yeah.
You better watch that Jeffrey Dahmer documentary. Mm-hmm. Dad thought he was doing nothing wrong teaching little Jeffrey taxidermy.
Yeah.
You better watch that Netflix series.
Oh, I've seen it.
You know what I'm saying? That was so it's just, I feel like I've met these people that they, oh, it's fine. I've had people tell me I'm not, oh, I go, I'm allergic to dogs. They go, yeah, no, not this one.
No, you're not.
I'm like,
they what? Literally, I've been around you so many times, babe, and people say, no, you're not.
No, 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 not this one. Not this dog. No, 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 not this dog.
Not I'm this like, one.
This dog, I'm allergic to. No, this doesn't have the dander.
I'm allergic to all of them.
I'm telling you, I'm allergic to. If it's a new dog, I'm going to start sneezing in about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And a cat, forget about it.
I'm telling you right now, you're ruffling somebody's feathers out there.
Of course.
It's going to be a kerfuffle.
And this is what upsets
guys,
me.
Guys, we love you.
No, this is what upsets me. Because I think people love to get offended. I'm not talking about you if your dog is not out here biting kids.
Yeah.
But if your dog is out here biting kids,
not biting, but mangling.
Let me give you an opposite story to lighten the mood and show you what a responsible administration of leadership looks like. A friend of mine, real friend of mine, went to high school with and everything. You know, so we would work out together. We'd be at the gym all the time. I bump into him. We talk like on a daily basis. And I remember one day he showed me a picture of his son's face. They lived in an apartment, saving up for a house, and his son was 11 years old.
Oh my God, not 11.
Son was 11, and the dog, they had a dog. I forgot what kind of dog it was. But it was a big enough dog. Bit the son in his face and like scarred up his face, right? One bite though. It was just one bite, came out of nowhere.
Well, yeah, of course.
So you know what the father did? He didn't put the dog down, but he took the dog to a place where the dog could run wild. He took it. He knew a guy who had a farm. He said, I'm going to take the dog so the dog could go and be around animals and nature and be outside and do what it is. Yeah. And the guy has no kids. He's an adult male. Yeah. He's great with animals. And so he put the dog in that situation. Mm-hmm. To me, it's like, now you could be the dad that's like, well, let's just see what happens. Because what was happening was the kid is alone with the dog.
Well, yeah, and kids, you know, kids don't have the minds of adults. I mean, hello, they're children. And so they play with animals in a way that an adult potentially would not.
Yeah.
Because kids have toys and kids play, right? Adults do
they,
not.
They might so,
they
not
also
read
don't
the signs.
Know, yes,
they
the
might not
signs.
See that a dog is turning.
Exactly. And so they also don't know that, like, an animal, I don't know if you play too hard or if you do it, you just never know because animals are animals.
Animals
are
animals. And that was the thing for my friend was he was like, yo, I couldn't even imagine this dog doing this. He would never act that way around me. So he just knew if he does this to my
smart.
Child and they had a baby. So it's, they had the 11 year old and a baby. And he's like, I used to feel totally comfortable, like, leaving. And then 11-year-old, you could leave at the house alone in the state of Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
So he felt comfortable, like, more comfortable, like, hey, I'm going to leave the dog, the kid, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to go come back, and we're all good.
Yeah.
And then he was, but once the bite happened, he realized, like, whoa.
I don't know.
Now I don't know. You know what I mean?
And I feel like. I do think that
he took care of that situation instead of waiting for it to get progressively worse. What this woman did was that those dogs killed another dog in the past few years.
Yeah.
And she begged
she did a cover up.
She did a cover up.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what happened? It's the same exact thing that would happen if you did that for your son. If your son killed the neighbor's kid. And you covered it up. You know what I'm saying? And he faced no consequence for it. Guess what? He's going to do it again.
Well, I mean, maybe, yeah. I don't know.
He's going to do it again. A little sex worker.
Oh, my God. That was way too far. That was not funny. But I think you're just trying. You're trying to lighten the mood.
That's my way.
What I mean, you know, a little LSW at this point, guys. Hey, thanks for sticking around. We got really in the weeds there.
It's guys.
We like.
Before you take me out,
I'm not taking you out.
You're taking me out. It's fine.
No, I'm wrapping us up.
But you're wrapping us up. But I will say, it is a bizarre coincidence that someone who has been on our show is now this intimately involved in what is going to be probably a national, definitely in Canada, it's a national story already.
Yeah, it's going to be a true crime situation. It might even be a Netflix documentary.
It's already a viral story, and I think when the details get out, like, they might change laws because of this.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yes. They might change laws because this
is a very... Yeah, it was in the comment section.
This is such a serious story. And the fact that someone who's been on this show was like, no, I drove the person involved. Mm-hmm. I drove her
Jen,
to the scene of the crime. So, guys, at the end of the day, be responsible pet owners. Be responsible parents.
We don't have to tell our peeps are our peeps. You know that.
And if you know somebody that has a f***ed up dog.
Yeah, I mean, be on the lookout, dude.
Tell somebody or definitely stay away from them and don't allow your children to be around.
Of course.
If there's ever been a history of biting or something like that.
There's certain things that, like, we'll say, like, hey, stay out of people's business. Yeah, you don't want to snitch on people. Yeah. Hey, listen, we're crossing we're snitching on
this,
certain things.
No, this is one of them things.
What's one this of those is, things? This is one of them things. We're full throttle snitching on certain things.
This is one of them things. This is one of them things where...
We're telling on you.
I'm telling... on some real shit. Because I'm telling you, people will do this. A dog... And I'm obviously... If a chihuahua bites the kid, it's okay.
Well, it's not okay, but...
No, it's fine. If a chihuahua bites a kid, it's okay. You know, no one's in threat of their life.
Well, it's a little yipper, but it's not okay.
But if a pit bull... chews on the arm of a 6-year-old.
Yeah, we should.
We have a problem. Yeah. Not something that we can ignore. Not something that we can go like, oh, I'm going to just let, you know what I'm saying? Like, no.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When a person gets the taste for blood or an animal gets taste for blood, it's a problem. We got to deal with it. Grow up. Put your big boy pants on. Stop being a little sex worker.
Not grow up. Guys, we love you.
Appreciate you guys. I'm sorry. It was. I'm sorry for even taking it there.
You're sweating in your pits right
now. I am sweating right now. And I'm sorry for taking it there, but I feel like we had to tell the story. Watch out on April Fool's Day, folks. Take everything seriously.
Yo, somebody threatens you. Shoulder.
Somebody says they're going to rob you, and they pull out they say, ha ha, give me your money. Don't think it's an April Fool's Day. Fight back like 50 Cent would.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? We punching people in the face on April Fool's Day. Don't play with me on April Fool's Day.
Yeah. That's the one thing we're taking away from this.
That's
show.
The main takeaway of the show.
In summation.
summation is actually the way to say it.
I know.
In summation.
Wait, you think that I'm stupid? You think I don't know actually? My whole thing is a play here, dude.
As we summate this episode, thank you guys for listening.
We love you more than you'll ever know.
Tune in. Tuesday to Patreon. We'll definitely probably have some updates.
Guys,
We'll tap in with the community out there in Edmonton. Maybe we'll talk to Diddy.
We have a whole interview coming with 50. Give us a 5-star review. Just tap it real quick right now. I mean, you know, you got a finger? Tap it.
Yeah.
Lay on it. Put your butt cheek on it. Give us a little 5-star review. We're at 100 episodes. Let's celebrate together. 100 episodes.
Let's have a cheers.
Cheers. Give us a review. And you know what? The review can be Sean's a psychopath. It could also be LSW.
LSW.
It could be summation. Whatever you want to do.
Hey, we don't have a problem.
But you know what? Give us an updated review. Wherever you're listening, lay it on us thick.
And we'll see you next week.
When the kids are asleep.
I like that little.
I figured you did.
That was good.
I was saving it.
Let it on me now.
I'll do a commercial with it. If you want to catch up with us when the kids are awake, hit us up on Instagram at the Kids Are Sleep Pod.
And for the flyest merch in the game, make sure you hit us up at thekidsaresleeppod.com.
We love you.